Blog Talk Radio.
You boys ever met a real country girl? She's talking true blue. Out in the woods, down home. Party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia peach with a thick southern draw, sexy swinging walk. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the hollering Kentucky, get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern draw, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays,
country.
Oh, show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
Today we're pleased to welcome a lovely, talented, and super sweet singer-songwriter, Carrie Ann Jean, to the show. We'll chat with Carrie Ann about her career of music and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I have my a lovely co-host, Emily, with me. Hey, Emma.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much, just driving. Well, I'm not driving and talking, guys. My mom's driving me.
Right.
Before anybody tweets me, I don't want to hear it.
What do you say we bring our guest onto the show?
Sounds good.
All right. And with that, let's welcome the lovely and talented Miss Carrie Ann Jean to the show. Hey, Carrie Ann.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I am so great. I'm so excited to be hanging out with you guys today.
Everyone always says that. And then after they talk to us, they're like, I don't know why I'm excited. We're not that bad.
We're not that, no.
I'm confident. I'll still love y'all. I'm confident.
As I was telling you off air, I really appreciate you doing this today. This has been scheduled for what, like a month or so?
Yeah, wow.
Oh,
he's been so excited too. Like, I've been hearing it every day.
I'm excited too. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited to see what you guys throw at me.
I'm on vacation for a week. And while I was on vacation, Cody's like, okay, we have a show this day with this person, and then this day with this person, and this day with this person. I'm like, whoa, okay, good job. That works for me. And then every single day, he's like, I can't wait for Tuesday. And now it's finally Tuesday.
Oh,
yay!
Okay,
I have to say, before you ask the question, I have to say, the shirts that you have on your website, I guess they're on your website, are so adorable. Like, I need one.
Oh.
Like, in my life. Cody.
Thank you.
Don't we need, like, we all need matching shirts. I think they need to happen.
Yep.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, they're cute. I like them.
Thank you. I'm trying to design something that's not just like your typical t-shirt for an artist. You know, I don't want it to be boring or, you know, something that you wear to the gym. I want it to be cute that you feel comfortable, you know, rocking.
Yeah,
anyway.
We keep saying we're going to make t-shirts and we don't. And we keep saying we're going to sell them and we say like every show and they don't exist yet. I'm like, I'm totally going to design them and then they don't exist yet, so.
I was having a blast designing them, and I honestly, what's holding me back is I just want to start with one design, and I can't pick one to start with. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know which one to choose.
I told Cody we should put quotes from people that have been on the show on t-shirts to sell them. Then I was like, no, we should make a shirt that says I was on Weekdays at Smurf, and all I got was this lame t-shirt.
Oh.
And so we've yet to, like, create these items, but eventually, one day...
Oh, hi. If you need any help, let me know. I'll help you guys out for sure.
Sounds good.
Alrighty.
Have a creative team meeting. We could do this, guys. There we go.
Yeah. You know, I start this thing off. Just tell us briefly how you got into this whole music business thing.
Well, when I was young, I mean, honestly, since I could talk, my mom is an incredible singer herself, and she kind of veered away from the business to have a family, and to have me and my awesome little brother. So she kind of passed her passion on to me. She never pushed it. She just was always singing, and there was always music happening in my home and in the car constantly singing. So it just kind of became a part of me. I honestly, until I was, like, maybe in middle school, I thought everybody was like that. I was like, yeah, we listen to music all the time. Everybody sings in my family, you know. So it was a culture shock for me when I realized that I was actually weird and everyone else doesn't have music going on 24/7. So it always felt natural to me, and she was always training me and teaching me how to sing properly so that, you know, you don't lose your voice constantly and you obviously sound good. So this has always been my passion, and I think that kind of adapted it from her, so I'm eternally grateful to her for that, for sure.
Right. I'm a big music fan myself. I mean, I was in choir for a year in high school. I was in the marching band in high school, so I've...
Aren't we all? Well, not anymore. I broke my foot, but...
Right. But yeah.
Like 5,000 years, and then I decided I was going to do, instead of marching my instrument, I was going to do color guard. And I broke my ankle at band camp. That was the end of that.
So that was the end of that
good
career?
Good time. That was the end of that career. I went back to singing. I stopped singing long enough to do band, and then I, like, went back to singing because I guess I was just supposed to.
Yeah, follow your heart.
Exactly. And so music's always been a big... a part of my life too, and I just recently, as I told you, I've got into writing a lot, So I'm kind of starting
all
to...
All of a sudden, Cody's like, song, song, song. He's like a...
Yep, I'm starting to write my own stuff now, so...
These days. I've arrived home safely for anyone that cares out there. If you're listening.
Nice.
I have safely arrived in my house. Did not crash.
Thank goodness.
Anyway, moving on. I burnt my leg on the chicken. Does that count as injury? It's hot. It was sitting in my lap and it burnt me. It was my mama's fault. She put it there.
I blame everything on your mama. Yeah, there you go.
I do.
It's always mama's fault.
It's always mama's fault.
Oh, man.
Well, I need somebody to blame.
Exactly. You were telling me earlier that you've got a brand new song in the works.
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff in the works, to be honest. I have been on a mission lately, just even in the past few months, to just learn as much as I possibly can about every facet of the business. I mean, I've always been a singer, you know, and I've been writing songs since I was, you know, 10 years old, 11 years old. But really learning the full facet of the business and of the art, you know, I want to be able to play for myself. You know, I'm working on guitar and keyboard and, you know, learning everything I possibly can just so that I can have my hand in every part of the creative process, because when you have something inside that you want to get out and just putting the words to a song just isn't enough. So I want to be able to have, you know, wear every hat, carrying the producer, carrying the writer, carrying the singer, carrying the manager. I wanna wear them all. So I've been really investing in them all. Yeah.
I understand that.
Cody can be. What can you be when I'm a singer? When I like go and chase this career, what can Cody be? Cody can be
promotions.
Me. Yeah, he can be my publicist, but don't be like typical publicist because. Okay. I know, publicists kind of get a bad rap for not responding to emails, and Cody's not like that. He will respond to emails, but everybody's publicist that I ever talk to doesn't know how to hit the reply button on an email, I guess. It's really annoying. I just can't handle it. I'm like, seriously, come on. One email. Not hard. Ooh, there's a button. That reminded me of something. You know, Terry Ann doesn't know this, but I answer the phone at an office, my dad's office, and he's a vacuum cleaner salesman. Cody knows that. Well, this guy called me the other day, and he has a recording studio in his house, and he, like, plays guitar, and so does my dad. So when my dad was to have an appointment with him tomorrow night, he's like, yeah, you should totally come and hang out. But he was, like, knocking on me because I don't write music. Like, I haven't ventured into that yet. And he's like, oh, so you just sing other people's stuff? Like, yeah, you got a problem with it. But so I'm going to go meet this guy. Maybe it will come, something will come of it, I guess. I don't know.
Hopefully
he's not a serial killer. When I talk to these people, I'm like, I hope they're not a serial killer.
You know what? And I have to say that is, you can blame Criminal Minds and Law and Order SVU because when I watch a marathon, man, I am on edge. I'm going to the store. I'm like, yo, that person's looking at me. You're on edge. If you watch too much of that stuff, it gets in my head.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. So
that's Law and
Order. That's my favorite show.
That's my show. Make a girl paranoid.
That got me thinking everybody's like a rapist or going to kill me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, now I'm like, don't go near him. He looks creepy. He might be a rapist. Like, you don't need to look at him. Because Law and Order...
I know, right? And you know what? It's always after I watch a Criminal Minds or a Law and Order SVU marathon. They have those marathons on USA.
Yes.
And if I watch them, I could watch them all day. I love that show. But you watch too much, you're just, like, clouded in the head. Like, everybody is a suspect of something that hasn't happened yet.
Yes. Well, like, I'm not that... Criminal Minds just freaks me out. They're just way too out there. Like,
oh, man, I love it. I'm creepy like that, though.
This new episode a while back where this guy was, like, infecting people with rabies and, like, letting them fight to the death. Like, who does that? That's freaky.
Oh,
but,
gosh,
like, that show gets me twisted. Like, Law and Order I can handle because I think that she's, like, just the queen of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Olivia Benson. Can we be her in another life?
Yeah, exactly. I just want to be Olivia Benson when I grow up. Is that a career option? Like, can I take Olivia Benson lessons? But, like, and then, okay, I'm also, I love CSI, like, the original CSI. I don't like CSI Miami. I don't like New York or whatever it is. I like the original in Las Vegas because my first ever TV couple was on that show, and so when they show marathons of that, I'm just ugly crying over the memory.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I'm like, always like, oh, my goodness, I remember when this aired the first time. I got into that show when I was in fifth grade, so I was like 10, 11. And me and my grandmother would, like, freak out over Grissom and Sarah on CSI, and we were, like, in love with them, and then they got married, and that started Overdrive.
That's it.
And then I stalked them on the internet for a while. That was when Twitter just first got, you know, existent. And then she was never on Twitter. She finally made a Twitter, so I can stalk her now, which is content.
Thank goodness.
But no, like, that was my thing, and I thought I was over it, and then I watched an episode where they have good stuff in it, because, you know, there's those episodes where there's really good stuff, and you just know it's coming, just like with Law and Order. And it happens, and you're like, oh, my goodness, I remember this. I'm back in the world of CSI. Except,
yeah,
like, with Law and Order, it's Olivia and Elliot.
Oh, my gosh.
Always.
Olivia's my girl.
Yeah, she's my homegirl. Go ahead.
You kind of answered my next question. it was going to be, what TV shows are you watching now? So there you go.
Oh, my gosh. No, I have so many. Do you guys even, you don't even understand how much of a, I became a Netflix addict. So all the shows that are still in session that I watched on Netflix, I'm obsessed with. So I went through a period where I didn't watch any TV, and, like, now I have so many things on my TV. Okay, are you ready for the list?
Yes.
Are you all ready?
Let's have it.
We got Nashville. Obsessed with
Nashville.
I love
Nashville.
Me too.
I love Nashville.
Great show. I hope
it
stays on the air for a long time.
Are you team Deacon and Raina?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say, if you're not, this is over right now.
This is it. No.
That's
obsessed with Charles Esteem. He's amazing. Nashville, I've got Revenge, which is getting crazy good right now. I've got Parenthood, Madam Secretary.
My parents watch that one, but I catch it every once in a while, but I'm not super into it yet.
And then my big ones are Scandal, for sure. And
you
I'm obsessed with How to Get Away with Murder.
I love that show.
How
amazing
to Get Away with Murder.
How amazing
it's incredible.
Like,
she is such a diva. She is incredible. Like, there's
like
so much good TV on right now. I'm so happy. And, of course, Grey's. Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yes. You're my twin. I tell you about How to Get Away with Murder. All that happens is, like, people having sex. Like, it's just so frequent. And it's, like, everywhere on that show. But I'm not judging. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying, like, it's getting so prevalent on this show.
The storyline is definitely worth it, though. Me and my boyfriend are hooked. We are completely hooked in. It's ridiculous.
Well, my parents are super obsessed with it. Like, my mom's like, I have to be home on Thursday night. I have to watch it. But
Sons of Anarchy. I watched that one, too. I'm obsessed with that as well.
There's a new, did you say, what did you say?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I don't watch that one, but, oh my goodness, there's a new show on Showtime called The Affair, and it's so intense, it's so good. Also, a lot of sex, I'm cool with that, I don't care. But it's so good.
Well,
like, this show
y'all watch
is
a lot
amazing.
Of soaps, and there's lots of sex on soaps, too.
That's true. Yeah, but I'm talking, like,
this
we're
is
talking
true.
Showtime sex. We're talking full-on, and then we're seeing the action. Like, on soaps, you just see, like, the making out, you know? And then they're like, okay, the screen's black, we're moving on to this daytime. Showtime,
that's
they're fair. Like, okay, watch these people have, like, full-on sex for 5 minutes.
Yeah, Showtime is definitely the worst. Like,
yeah.
Rated R, kids, please do not tune in.
No,
exactly.
Definitely not.
Hey, Orange is the New Black, I started watching that. That's pretty bad, too. Like, I saw some stuff I didn't expect to see. I was like, I didn't need to know that went on.
I tried to get into that one, and I didn't like it. It didn't catch me the way that the
like
other ones did.
I don't really like it, but, like, no, there was some major stuff going on that show. I was like, I didn't know people did that. So I was looking pretty sure.
Oh, no. PG show, y'all. PG show.
Exactly.
But no, I'm okay. We're obsessed with General Hospital. Like, you need to watch it because you would be the same way. I was like, I'm not watching a soap. And then 3 years ago, I saw one of the actresses on Dancing with the Stars, and I was like, I have to check it out. And I started recording it every day, and I got hooked.
You know,
like a week.
I was a GH girl for years, so I'm sure some of the characters are still the same. Did Jason come back to life yet?
Yeah, he came back to life.
Thank God, because he died a few times.
Yeah.
See, he's my favorite. Him and Sunny, they're my favorite.
Because, like, Luke and Laura are my favorites, and, like, God, she's always in a coma. Like, she's either going in a coma or coming out of a coma, and then divorcing her or marrying someone. Like, it's a hard life out here on Luke and Laura Island.
She doesn't get
the struggle of being a Laura Spencer fan because, like, it's a hard life. She comes and goes every 5 minutes on that show.
But at least you know she's coming back. She always comes back.
Yeah, they don't kill her or anything. But, like, she leaves unannounced, and you're not expecting it, and then you just don't see her for 6 months. You're like, I guess she's done. Like,
exactly.
It's a hard life. And then Luke married somebody else, and Laura was going to marry somebody else, and then they got married, and he's like, nope, just kidding, I'm leaving you. Like, it's a hard life out here.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Anyway.
Switching gears for a second. Back to music.
But I was having fun.
I know you were.
Shut up.
Who are some of your musical influences? Who are you listening to right now?
Musical influences? I think that Kelly Clarkson is the queen of everything music.
Isn't she, though?
Completely obsessed with her voice. I've been a fan of her since the day she stepped on American Idol, the very first audition. So I went to a concert of hers and just pretty much cried the whole time because she's amazing. So I think that she's just the queen, the epitome of everything. But other than her, I would say, you know, Miranda Lambert, I love what she does. I think that her attitude and her style is just amazing. I love Kacey Musgraves' album that she put out, Same Trailer,
Me
Different
too.
Parts. She is just such an inspirational songwriter. I will always be a Swiftie because her first few albums are incredible. You can always relate to T. Swift. She's my girl. Carrie Underwood's amazing. There's no denying her voice.
That's Cody's celebrity crush.
She's amazing. There's no denying that. And who I'm listening to right now? I love new country, so I love finding new artists. I listen to The Highway on Sirius XM a lot.
That's my favorite. Oh, my goodness, we're twins, okay?
Fingers crossed I can get on The Highway with the upcoming stuff I have coming out. I love all of them, Buzz Rainer and Stormy and the whole family. Some new artists
that 2000s country, what is it called, Y2 country?
Oh, yes, I love that station, too. That's, like, super throwback for me,
because
that's all the songs that I've grown up to. But some new artists that I'm loving, I love Dylan Scott. He's fantastic. Brooke Eden, who just got signed to Broken Bow Records, she's amazing. And we talk on Twitter. She's got one of the best voices, I think, that's out there coming out right now. So I'm excited for the coming new phase of country music for sure. And Florida Georgia Line, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, I love Florida.
I don't think I could get out as many people as I love. Jason Aldean, his new album is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always tweeting out what I'm listening to though. If y'all follow me on Twitter, I'm all about promoting everything I hear that I love. So,
Are you like Nashville local, like? Location-wise, where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles right now working with a producer out here. I'm originally from, like, a tiny desert town that nobody would have ever known of or seen in California. Just a bunch of cactus, really. but Nashville is definitely the direction I'm going. I have work to do out here with who I'm working with. Craig, he's amazing. Craig Stoll, he's an incredible producer, and we've got some things in the works right now. But I'm definitely got my eye on Nashville. I just feel like it's the capital of country music, and I would love to, if nothing more, sit around and listen to everybody that's playing everywhere, because all I hear about Nashville is just constant live music, and I thrive off of that. I love it.
Well, when you get to Nashville, I'm right around the corner. I'm not in Nashville.
Oh, perfect.
I'm on the other side of Nashville.
And I'm only about,
he's a
2.5 or 3 hours away myself, so.
And I'm
I love it.
45 minutes from Nashville on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going to say is you said Kelly Clarkson, and I want to go to this so bad. Kelly Clarkson on, like, December 4th, it's either the 4th or the 9th, I can't remember, is doing, like, a Christmas concert.
I know.
I
am dying.
And it's, like, Kelly Clarkson and friends, and I want to be there, but, like, I am not about... My parents, if I say, where do you go? They're like, yeah, I'll buy my ticket. Like, I'm not about that life. It is $48 a person.
Her tickets are always pretty expensive. She was out here in Hollywood, actually, about 2 years ago, and I think I spent, like, $200 per ticket for me and my mom to go, and it was just, God, it was worth every freaking penny. She is just so amazing.
I can't tell my mom. Like, I want to go so bad because of, like, all the people that she's bringing with her. Like, she's bringing, like, my favorites. Trisha Yearwood's going to be there. Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
Reba. Like, everyone. And
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, everybody. Little Big Town, I think. Like, a bunch of awesome people. I want to go so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell my mom I want to go, she'll be like, hey, buy my ticket, and I'll take you to Nashville, because she won't let me drive to Nashville by myself. Like, there's no way my mom will let me drive all the way to Nashville on the freeway by myself. So I'm, like, recruiting people. I'm like, okay, let's go see Kelly Clarkson on the 9th.
Gosh, if I was there, I would have been the first person to get the ticket. Absolutely.
I'm like a Christmas fairy. Like, I'm obsessed with Christmas and Christmas time and Christmas music and, like, cinnamon. That's just one of those things. And so, like, I'm super excited for, like, the upcoming holidays. Like, I hate Halloween, but as soon as Halloween's over, I'm going to be full force Christmas mode.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I just can't wait. And Kelly Clarkson will make it better.
Oh, my gosh. And her Christmas album is the best Christmas album I have ever heard in my life. She is just...
I could
talk about her all day. She is the queen. She's the queen of everything. I don't care what anybody says.
She is. Like, that Christmas album, I know every song on it. My favorite one, though, I think my favorite one is... my favorite one is Underneath the Tree, because I can, like, jam to it. But
yes.
I think my favorite country Christmas song in general is Golden Green by Sugarland.
That's a good one, favorite.
But Kelly's album is amazing. I want to go see Kelly Clarkson and Friends in Nashville. So, Cody, you want to go?
I'll think about it.
He will think about it, and then he'll be like, no, I'm not going to go. I don't want to drive 3 hours. Because it's like 3 hours plus the extra 30, 40. It's
30
like
something minutes.
A day,
yeah.
45 on like a normal day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Cody. For Kelly, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, but you're buying your own ticket, buddy. The thing is, I can't just take my mother. I'd have to take my mom and my sister and my dad wouldn't care. My mom, because he's not into country music, but it would have to be me and my mom and my sister, and I'm not about the $38 ticket per person thing, if I'm paying.
On a serious note here, though, anything I can do, anything Emily can do to get your music out there and promoted, we'll do it. Absolutely, we'll do it.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
That's so sweet. You guys have been so amazing. And just every single person that tweets me and reaches out to me saying that they are excited for what's coming and that they love, you know, Lost a Spark and my covers that I have out there. Like, I honestly, like, from the bottom of my heart, like, I'm just so grateful for each and every single one of you that are taking an interest, and it just means the world to me.
You know,
I have the best idea.
And also,
I'm going to ask, go ahead, Cody, I'll talk after you.
Okay. And also, I'm glad you mentioned your covers because I've listened to those things numerous times, and I just think you have one of the best voices I've probably ever heard.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to listen. I promise I haven't yet because I'm terrible. Actually, no, because I have a real reason. So 2 weeks ago on the 3rd, I got out for fall break. And then I went to Alabama for a week. And then I came home and had to work and do all that not so fun break stuff, and then I went back to school yesterday, so I have a reason, but I'm going to listen to them.
Well, listen to them slowly so you can, you know, carry it on over days and days.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have to tack it on. I'll do it while I study. I can listen to music. That's the music I listen to. No, after the show, I'm going to DM you my number, and we can text about Law & Order SVU. do you watch the new ones?
I have seen a few of the new ones, but honestly, my DVR is so packed that I have not seen, like, the recent ones.
Have you seen, okay, did you see, like, the finale last year?
I don't remember.
Where she shot, the guy shot himself in the head in front of her?
No, oh my gosh, don't tell me.
Okay, let me just recap. So this guy, his name is Lewis or something weird, he kidnapped her at the beginning of the season and, you know, tortured her and, like, just some crazy stuff, everything but, like, you know, killing her. And then she gets saved and all this, and she's, like, going through this PTSD thing. Very last episode, he kidnaps this kid and says, like, if you want me not to kill her, come meet me here, blah, blah, blah. And then there's this abandoned warehouse, and he makes her play Russian roulette. And he gets down to the last one, and it has the bullet in it, like the other five didn't. He gets to the last chamber, it has the bullet in it, and it's her turn. But instead, he puts it in his left hand and shoots himself in the head, so it looks like she shot him, and the blood, like, just flies all over her and the wall, and it's, like, the most terrifying but amazing thing.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Oh, and she has a baby now. Did you know that? She has a baby. Like, finally. She adopted a baby the very last episode of last season. They found this baby. Like, the mother was, like, a hooker, and she's dead. And they needed a parent for it. So she's his mommy, and it's adorable, and you just have to catch up.
How? I can't imagine a better mom than Benson, man. She's the best.
Exactly. And it's so precious. Like, he was sick, and she was like, I have to go. Noah is in the ER. Like, I have to go, guys. You're just going to have to do it without me. I got to go to my baby. But he's adorable. But, like, the very last episode, let's see, the Russian roulette thing, that all went down, like, episode before finale. Finale, this baby had been in, like, three different adoptive homes, and they were all bad. And they were like, we need a parent. Would you be interested? And she starts crying, and they give her this baby, and it's just perfect. And Cody, you need to get with it. Like, he doesn't get it. 15 years, Olivia Benson has wanted a baby, and she finally has one. Like,
that's
it's perfect.
Amazing.
It could only get better if Elliot Stabler was the father. Now, don't come at me on Twitter, guys. I don't care. I'm forever on board that ship.
And
I'm done.
On that note, well, 30 minutes has kind of flew by, hadn't it?
Yeah, we had fun.
It has. Time flies when you're having fun. Hey, now.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Again, appreciate you doing this today, and we'd love to have you back anytime when you've got more music in the works or anything. We'd love to.
Please come
we'd love
back.
To have you back. Absolutely.
This was super
absolutely, I would love to. Yeah, if nothing else, we can just talk about TV all day. If that's
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I'll be promoting anything that you're doing. Just let me or Emily know, and we'll promote it for you on the show, Facebook, Twitter, anything. Okay.
Amazing. Thank you guys so
much.
Or
Instagram, because I Instagram, Cody doesn't.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll find you on Instagram. Oh, get on
Instagram.
Come on now.
I know people not do it. And, like, there are so many funny things about him that I post on Instagram, like screenshots of our text on Instagram, and he misses all the fun, and I can't even tag him because he doesn't have an Instagram. Like, okay, for example.
First word problems, right?
The funniest thing ever. Like, Cody texted me something. He's like, yeah, we're really doing this. And I was like, okay, so let's go kick some ass. And he's like, yeah, let's kick ass and take names. And I was like, this pep talk was brought to you by the staff of Weekdays with Murph. And I took a screenshot and put it on Instagram, and everybody was dying laughing. And I couldn't even tag Cody because he doesn't have an Instagram.
Cody, don't miss out on the laughs. Get on Insta.
You get with it, man. It's not even that hard to keep up with. It's easy.
Exactly. I've checked it out, and I may do it. So.
You're good.
Yeah.
Peer pressure.
I may do it.
You have an Instagram.
I think we're going to let you go. And
let's just stop.
And again, like
ahead.
I said, you've got an open invitation to show anytime. Okay?
Thank you guys so much. I had a blast. It
thanks,
was so
Karen.
Fun.
I'll see
Bye.
You. I'll follow you on Instagram.
Bye, Yummy.
Bye, Karen.
Bye.
That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm like sweating. Like, that was an exercise.
That was
just
fun.
Just kidding. I'm not sitting down. I'm standing up because I had like a lot of energy in my back curtain today, so I don't want to sit. That was fun. Law and Order.
Yes, it was.
Finally, someone watches Law and Order. I'm like out of breath talking so much. Oh my gosh. But anyway, that was fun. Guys, announcements. Friday night, GH recap. Wait, that may or may not be happening because I'm going to a football game, our final football game of the season on Friday night, guys. I'm depressed. But it's not till 7, so GH recap most likely happening.
Yep.
And then, let's see, we don't have a guest for next Tuesday yet. I was going to make an announcement. But I do have a far-off announcement, guys. So, November 23rd, I believe. Yeah, the 23rd, we are going on hiatus. I know that's sad, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on hiatus for the holidays. But the one exception is on December 23rd, we are coming to do a week visit in our Christmas party. We're going to tell you guys what we've been doing over the holidays, how we've, like, decorated, had fun, what we're going to be doing on Christmas, New Year's, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We'll update everyone, and we'll talk about the New Year and everything. So we're going to have our own little on-air Christmas party sort of life update thing on December 23rd.
Exactly.
And Week Days with Love t-shirts will happen, I promise, guys.
And you're hearing it here right now. Instagram will happen.
Instagram's happening. Week Days with Love t-shirts are happening. I will do it over hiatus. I will put them up for you guys. I will design them and have a good time. Like, it's going to happen, I promise, guys. We can have Week Days with Love wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
We can have Week Days with Love coffee cups. You know what they have on Cafe Press, which is where we can design? They have an I Heart Nicholas Cassadine teddy bear. It's happening.
Oh, Lord.
My best friend was like, I'm getting you this for Christmas. And I was like, okay, fine. Works for me. They
oh, Lord.
They have a property of Nicholas Cassadine coffee cup.
Nah.
They have an okay, this is kind of insane. They have an I Heart Lucy Moore shower curtain, and it's like
$65.
Wow. I'm not buying it, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should stop while we're ahead.
Yeah, I think we should too. With that, I'm gonna let you go and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our incredibly a hilarious chat with a super sweet Miss Carrie Ann Jean. This Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, for all you Central Timers like myself, we'll be having another a GH recap, and I'm working on hopefully something for next week. Next Tuesday. So, stay tuned for that. You've been listening to A Week Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.